Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1516, air date November 3rd, 2024.
Hello, everyone. My name's Ryan Shea, and I'm a proud leader in the Truth Freedom Health movement. Today, we are excited to bring you a citizen discussion forum featuring our incredible warrior scholars from the wonderful state of Iowa. Welcome to all of our amazing participants, Kimmy, Ramona, Jolene, Margaret, and John. Welcome, everyone. Glad you guys are here. The purpose of today's forum is to hear from real people, regular, hardworking individuals just like you. This isn't about elites or celebrities. It's about inspiring others through our bottoms-up movement, powered by everyday working people from around the world. And we definitely have that from the state of Iowa. It's where I grew up, Council Bluffs, Iowa. I am very familiar with all these cities. I've not met you all personally, but hopefully that will happen at some point. But I'm so glad to be here with you guys, representing you, who I know are hardworking people because of what you have done in this movement, in the Shiva for President Bottoms Up movement. So let's get this started. We're going to start off with Kimmy. The first question, can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
I'm Kim Weipert from Waukon, Iowa. Live in Vinton, Iowa as well. Doing half and half in a week. Work in the food industry. And what was the other question? I'm sorry.
Who you are, where you're from. You said you worked in the food industry. How long have you been in the food industry? And
about 15 years.
Awesome.
I was a CNA for about 8 years as well.
Hey, is Waukon, is that close to Dubuque? Is that in the Northeast Iowa?
Yep, Northeast Iowa. It's about an hour from Dubuque.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Awesome, Kimmy. So glad you're here. Next up, Ramona. Same question. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
I'm Ramona Gergany, and I grew up in Illinois, moved to Iowa in 1970. I've lived here and raised a family, two children, my first career homemaking. Then I went back to school in 1992, got my associate degree in nursing in 1995, and worked in this area in skilled long-term care facilities for 25 years. And I retired in September of 2019. God directed me that way because he knew that COVID was coming. And I didn't want to be a part of that healthcare that was about to happen. So it was my mission. And here I am.
Thank you, Ramona. Sounds similar to the journey of a part of my family, the Shea family in particular, came from Illinois into Iowa as they were indentured servants originally. Ended up in Iowa, and it's the reason I grew up there. But thank you for your service. And it looks like where you're from is just northeast of Council Bluffs, Omaha area, if I saw that correctly on the map.
Well, actually, I'm 25 miles northeast of Sioux City, Iowa, which is about 96,000 people.
Yep.
And or 86. And a great area to be in.
Yeah, certainly is. Well, welcome, Ramona. Glad you're here.
Thank you. Next up,
Jolene, same question. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from? Jolene, just think you need to unmute, Jolene.
Hey, that would help. Hi. Hey. Jolene Hibbing, and I'm from Webster City, Iowa, which is north central Iowa, just kind of the crossroads of the roads at D20 that goes across Iowa east and west, and then I-35, which goes north. So I'm just a little bit west of that. And I grew up in southern Minnesota, went to college in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and then lived in Wisconsin in my single days and did some work and travel. And then I ended up here in Webster City when I got married. And my husband and I raised our two kids here, and they've gone on to other places. And Webster City is about 8,000 people. I'm a grandma, and I'm retired nurse, and / social work has been my career path over the years.
Awesome, Jolene. Thank you so much for sharing. I'd like to also make a shout out that I personally think that there is nowhere better, maybe in the world, to raise a family than the state of Iowa. There's no doubt in my mind, my upbringing was absolutely amazing, and I've heard that few people have raised their families here. So yeah, thanks, Jolene, for sharing that, and glad you're here. Margaret, next up, can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
Yes, I was born in 1948 in Northeast Iowa, actually close to Kimme. And I lived on a farm there for 17 years, went on to college, majored in biology and chemistry. After that, I went immediately to graduate school and did a degree in cell biology. And then after that, I started teaching college biology, anatomy, and physiology. And what's interesting there is physiology is a course where you take each of the systems of the body and you learn about the systems, and then you integrate those systems to understand the function. And so when Sheba was going on about systems, I could absolutely relate to what he was saying. After I taught for a while, I discovered my own children were not being terribly well educated. So I quit teaching and I got involved in their education. It was successful. They were able to both be accepted to Princeton and to a 7-year medical program. One chose Princeton, one chose a 7-year medical program. And in all of that, I should have mentioned my husband of 53 years happened before that. And the good Lord has given me 4 grandchildren. And at this stage, after we were empty nesters, I got involved with our senior housing rentals that are not subsidized. So none of you are paying for them. And we keep quite busy, even though we are seniors, we're not retired. We spend probably 60 hours a week on that. And then in 2021, Jim, who is a Vietnam veteran, found out he had 4-stage prostate cancer. So that has been another journey we've been on. And yet I am so impressed by Dr. Sheba. I want to do what I can. And that's why I'm here.
Oh, awesome, Margaret. Thank you for everything that you've done. That's quite a journey and quite a story. Next up, John, can you share your journey with us? Where you, who you are and where you're from? You need to unmute, John.
Sorry about that. Yes, I moved to Clive, Iowa in August of 21. My wife, Dr. Julia Shirk, who is an audiologist, grew up in the Des Moines area and always wanted to move back to Iowa. I've always loved visiting Iowa, so I agreed to the move. So we sold our house in Tulsa and moved to Clive. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I'm a retired firefighter / fire marshal. I used to teach at a junior college, and I was an owner operator of a hearing loop business in Tulsa.
Cool. Thanks, John. My mom actually just moved from Council Bluffs to Tulsa, but don't let her know that you did that because she's closer to me here in Dallas right now. So. Well, maybe keep that to ourselves. John, thank you so much. All right, next question. Kimmy, how did you first get involved with the Truth, Freedom, Health movement? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this? So I'll repeat that again. How did you first get involved with the Truth, Freedom, Health movement, and what motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
I heard about them first in April of this last year, and On Facebook, I was arguing with the Iowa president of the corn about GMOs and if they're safe. And he was saying that they were and all this other stuff. And someone put up Dr. Shiva's video of the GMOs. And so I posted that in there and watched that. And that intrigued me to start watching more. And I guess when he started swearing is when I really got motivated to join. So I knew he was serious then.
I really fucking like that.
I do too.
So thank you, Kimmy. Next up, how did you first get involved with Truth Freedom Health, and what motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this? Ramon, I think you need to unmute.
Oh, sorry. I thought I'd be on
that. Yep, you're good.
I started following Dr. Shiva probably 5 years ago. I was looking for the real answers during the COVID crisis, and he seemed to really know down to the molecular level of how to understand these things. And I right away decided this is the truth, the way, and I've been following her since when he decided to run for president. I was so excited. And I had followed him through the him proving that the election fraud happened. And he was just my guy. I can't find anything in it. I watch all of his videos that I can disagree with. And we just really have to be proud of Dr. Shiva with all of his time and effort and knowledge. He's amazing. So I got involved with the movement simply by going online to Shiva for President. I sent my name in, got contacted by Crystal in Des Moines, got the ballot sheets emailed to me, and out the door I went. I collected almost 600 signatures.
Awesome.
And it was so important to me for Iowa to make a stand. And this is Charles and Crystal coming to my house to collect my ballot signatures. They're wonderful people, very dedicated, and everyone is here in Iowa. And I passed out over 3,500 of the cards. And I've talked to so many wonderful people, thousands of people who really understand what's going on. And I am so hopeful that this is all going to come together. And so that's my story.
Awesome. Thank you, Ramona. That's a wonderful testimony. And I know that Crystal certainly appreciates all the work that you've been doing, and to be able to get Shiva on the ballot in Iowa. So next up, Jolene, how did you first get involved with Truth Freedom Health, and what made you, why are you a part of this?
I'm part of this. I learned about Dr. Shiva through the health route back when the vaccine was being discussed and coming out. I've never been a political person. I vote, but I've never considered myself political. And so when I just had a lot of questions about what was going on. And so I was exploring the health aspect of the vaccine. And what happened was then I started to listen to his teaching on like Moringa and neem and things that I had never heard about, but were very, very health oriented. When I went to nursing school, it was the antigen-antibody theory of the immune system. So I was very fascinated and very anxious to learn more about the complexity of the immune system. And so as time went on, then the systems, family systems, when you look at it in a social sense, I was familiar with that. but his teaching on system, and I feel like I've been in college the last few years, and it's very exciting, and it's, even though I'm older, I still feel like I'm growing as a person, and I want to help others to learn about that opportunity. Dr. Shiva, this last week, I think he was explaining how it's like starting out in kindergarten and then gradually increasing. And I think that's what I have found. I'm still not all done. I'm still on that journey. I feel like I'm just a slow, steady eddy, but I have learned so much. And it creates a lot of great conversation for people. And the knowledge I have shared, hopefully that helps others too. But with the election, I've been involved with collecting signatures, even though I can't walk great long distances. Charles Aldridge came and helped me get my county finished for signatures, and I couldn't have done it without him. And passing out cards, I have a bumper sticker, Shatter the Swarm, that I've had on there for a good year. And my husband and I travel once in a while, so hopefully that's gotten exposure from Branson to the Black Hills to whoever we are. So that's how I got involved, and that's how come I stay involved. I continue to grow and learn, and I want that for others too.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you, Jolene. I appreciate that. Next up, and just one thing, Jolene, it made me think of that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step, and I is take the first step, and my definition of political is action. So, you know, and that's what I hear you guys all doing. So next up, Margaret, how did you first get involved with the truth movement, and what motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
Like Ramona, around 2020, I was looking for some answers, and I ran across Dr. Shiva, and I was really, as I said, very impressed with my background. I could identify with what he was saying. Ironically, being a landlord, I even identified with his legal battles. Even though I was in Iowa, I contributed a small amount to his 2020 campaign for Senate, because I identified so closely with his message. From that point, my husband was diagnosed with metastatic cancer in 2021. And at that point, I was looking to Dr. Shiva for his knowledge of the Ayurvedic medicines, the herbs, things that I was hoping could keep my husband healthy in the process of battling the cancer. I was so committed to him on my 75 Christmas cards that I sent out in 2023, I included his web address and the words truth, freedom, and health, just to try to get the message out, because with our business and with Jim's health, I really haven't had the chance to throw myself in like I would like to, but I'm absolutely behind this brilliant man who is a truth teller.
Yeah. Awesome, Margaret. That's it's an amazing commitment that you have done, and appreciate your support. And it's a brilliant idea for everyone to put Truth, Freedom, Health or ShatterTheSwarm.com on your Christmas card. Just whatever we send out this year, just have ShatterTheSwarm.com or just here, just no holiday cards this year. We're just sending this out. You Shatter the Swarm. Here is a QR code video of how the few control the many, and explains how the cost of living is going up and lifespan is going down. So it's a brilliant idea. All right, John, next up, same question. What role have you played in, how did you first get involved in the Truth, Freedom, Health movement, and what motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
Well, I had a lot of things that were bothering me. Like I said, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and when people would say, thank you for your service, what went through my mind is, well, how did my service benefit the American people? How did my service benefit the Vietnamese people? Who profited from this war? And then 2001, I watched the towers fall straight down. And it seemed so funny to me. because I realized that for that building to fall straight down on every floor, all the columns had to fail at exactly the same time. In fact, building 7 fell at the speed of gravity. So that bothered me. Who profited from this? Who benefited? And then with COVID, who profited from COVID? You know, I keep hearing this phrase, government by the people for the people. Who voted for these wars? Who voted for this stuff? And so I kept watching every election. We would get in a new Democrat or a new Republican, but things kept getting worse and worse and worse. And I had this thought, maybe we're being played for stupid by the Democrats and the Republicans. Maybe they're actually working together and they're working to achieve the same goal. I saw a video with Dr. Shiva. I don't remember the video. It was sometime in early 23. But I was impressed that he was such a genuine person. I felt like I was listening to a real person and not a puppet. I felt that he was eloquent, that his explanations were spot on, and that's what motivated me to get in the movement.
Awesome. So glad you're here, John, and yeah, appreciate your service to Shiva for President and this Bottoms Up movement, and just keeps getting better and better and the more actions we take. So last question, back to Kimmy. What role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement, and can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
I'm an elector, and I helped get signatures, and I'm handing out cards currently as well.
Cool. So how many signatures did you get?
I think Crystal said close to 800.
Awesome.
Around that. Yeah.
That's amazing, Kimmy.
Yeah. It was a lot of work.
Yeah, and I think you guys will definitely expand on this, and that I think you guys needed 19 counties. You needed 200 signatures in those 19 counties, and Shiva's on the ballot in the state of Iowa, which is just an amazing accomplishment. So amazing, the work that you guys have done. So thank you, Kimmy, for your efforts and hard work. Next up, Ramona. What role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement, and can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Well, I'm still passing out cards, and like I say, I've run into so many people. It's just been personally rewarding to me to visit with them. And I rented a fair booth this summer to get access to people to get signatures, and it was a great idea. I met people that I hadn't seen for years. Also, we went camping at Okoboji. We have a vintage camper that we remodeled during the COVID lockdown. So we took it up to the Okoboji Lakes area, a big tourist area. And I made contacts at the Clay County Fair. It didn't matter where they were at a booth display or just walking around, here they got a card. And so it's been very personally rewarding to me, and I've covered the Sioux City area extensively. It seems like sometimes I'm just going in circles and hoping I'm not covering the same thing. And I kept thinking, well, do we have enough? Do we have enough? And it came down to the line. We were still collecting signatures, and thanks everyone else for helping with that, because now Dr. Shiva's on the Iowa ballot.
Awesome. I couldn't think of a better thing to happen for the state of Iowa and for you. You guys deserve the fruits. Like
Dr. Shiva says, it's historic for him to be in all of these state ballots, either write-in or by name. People know about him. It's got to be in recognition of all of our efforts.
Correct. Thank you.
Be a part of the movement.
Thank you, Ramona. Thanks for all your work. Thanks for everything that you've done. Jolene, next up, what role do you currently play? Tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference.
Sure. Well, I am an elector for Dr. Shiva here in Iowa, which was a learning process to really think through how that works. And I also still have my bumper sticker. I still pass out cards, like when I go to the Rotary dinner or to the dentist or whatever. I put that opportunity there for them to be exposed to the Truth Freedom Health movement. I do have some flyers I pass out, but I'm using the cards more than the flyers. And Dr. Shiva is just an amazing man. His integrity and his wisdom and his desire for all of us as everyday people. And that is just so admirable to me too. It's refreshing. And it's that truth is such an important thing. I forgot to say, when COVID shutdowns happened, me not being political, I had seen the C-SPAN interview about masks and the hearing in Washington. And I was listening and I thought, truth. That's what I desire, is to learn more about truth and where is truth. And I'm not going to be Democrat or Republican. And I remember telling my daughter that. She said, "Oh, Mom, you can't do that." Well, that was before I even knew Dr. Shiva. And so as he's gone on with my education that he has presented about you know, the left, right, and the WW wrestling, and I've gotten to understand that now so much more. And it is true. I can see that what he was saying has more meaning to me. It's like it's just fun to look back and see the growth that I have gotten, and that I just feel thankful that I learned about his movement and his education and his desire to search for us to become educated in the search of truth.
Yeah, thank you, Jolene. I appreciate that. And it just shows the consciousness level of everyone on this call. Your consciousness has to be at a certain level in order to hear the truth. And it's available for everyone. And we're just fortunate to have heard the truth about what is going on really in our political system. So thanks for bringing that up. Next up, Margaret.
Yes, I am an elector like everyone here, a presidential elector. And I like to share Dr. Shiva's videos. That's one of the ways that I try to get the word out, since I have a little less available time to do some of the other things. I've had a bumper sticker on my pickup for quite a number of years here, I think probably about a year and a half. And it was difficult for me to get out and get signatures, but I did get some. I was introduced to the fact that Walmart wasn't pleased that I was on their private property. I had an opportunity to meet the Newton police. And because Dr. Shiva had done such a good job of listing this specific case law that allowed me to exercise my First Amendment rights, I shared that with the police officers, and they were very good about letting Walmart know that I should be able to stay there. So I did accomplish that. And now that we are in Germany, I've had an opportunity to give Dr. Shiva's cards out internationally, because and it's surprising, a lot of people are really looking. They know, but they're looking, and they have almost a learned helplessness that when they see that there is an opportunity for something like an bottoms up movement, it helps them to understand that they shouldn't buy into the learned helplessness. This is a matter of billions of us and certainly not billions of them. And we need to stop dividing and absolutely do as Dr. Shiva says, which is bottoms up and resist for those purposes that will be effective. So that's what I'm doing.
Awesome. And it's cool that you're in Germany. And just to remind people, this is a worldwide movement. It's just not just limited to the United States. It's not limited to just this presidential election. This is a bottoms-up movement, which means we move forward beyond November 5th. And just quick shout out and reminder that if there is anyone watching this internationally, you can go to vashiva.com/cards, vashiva.com/cards. And you can find these cards, save yourself. This one says write in Dr. Shiva, but there's specific ones for other countries. So they're killing you, shatter the swarm. That's in German. So thank you for bringing that up, Margaret. Last up, John, what role do you currently play in the bottoms up movement? And can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Well, I've been sidelined some by health problems, but I became a warrior scholar, went through that program. I've helped teach classes. I've sent correspondence to volunteers. I've passed out cards. I've passed out flyers. I've put out stickers. And I talked to people about Dr. Shiva and what he's accomplished and what he can do, you know, what he can do when they need to listen to him. And one of the things I've been pushing lately is get the free course on Truth, Freedom, Health called Get Off the Plantation. It's fantastic. Everybody needs to pull that up and take the course. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Gosh, you guys, I appreciate being here and having been from Iowa, visit 2, 3, 4 times a year. I felt like I was in your guys's, wherever you're at, your living room, and I feel comfortable, you know? I feel comfortable having this conversation. It would be a conversation that we would have just anywhere, anytime. So I appreciate your guys's hospitality of allowing me into your lives and to meet you guys. And man, it's emotional for me. I'm glad that you guys are all here and did what you did. And have done what you've done. And man, it's amazing. So, all right. I want to thank all the warrior scholars for sharing their stories and inspiring us today. And I just, one thing that's also coming to mind is I know how much Crystal Ellis was involved in Iowa and how important what you guys did and what she did. And we would be remiss if we did not bring her up and share all the hard work and all the signatures and, you know, so
and Mary from Omaha as well.
Yeah.
Came and helped us.
There was there someone by the name of Charles that didn't get on who was also quite effective?
Yep. Us too.
Yeah. So thank you, everyone. More people.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Crystal.
Exactly. So I want to thank everyone for supporting Shiva for president. Here are some next steps. I think everyone covered all these, but we're going to go over them again. Go to shattertheswarm.com. This is how you find out how the few control the many. This is a 15-minute video that Dr. Shiva has compiled 50 years of experience into this 15-minute video. Every time I watch it, if I've watched that thing 100, if not 1,000 times, and every single time something new comes up. So go to shattertheswarm.com. It's the first step. Second thing to do is take the Get Off the Plantation course. This is 20 videos designed to raise your consciousness and help you break free from the system that control you. These 20 videos are fantastic. They're really, really great. It's free. You can just go on there, sign up, take the 20 courses. It's a good second step. The third thing, become a warrior scholar. Do the Warrior Scholar Program. Learn how to fight. This is where you'll learn how to fight effectively and become a system scientist, which was discussed by a few people, and how you can unravel the not so obvious establishment. It's so important. And what really kind of has like pushed me over the edge with this and helped me understand that was going through this Warrior Scholar Program, and not just once, keep going through it over and over, because they are super tricky on how they present these not so obvious establishments. So that's important course to take. Join our town hall meetings. These are every week, every Thursday. We host a town hall and orientation at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Eastern. This is a great way to get to know people. And it's also a place where you can have a conversation with Dr. Shiva. You can, if you're new, if this would be your first time of coming to this orientation in town hall on Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Eastern, you get to introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from and how you found out about the movement. So a great way to get to know other Warrior Scholars as well. Get your country's card, which was mentioned just a few minutes ago. You go to vashiva.com/cards. And maybe Trey will pull that up here and scroll through. I mean, I don't think there's a country that we don't have. If you scroll, go onto this website and find that we don't have your country's language there, get with us. We'll get it figured out and you can help us. And it's a great way to get involved. And so that to me is the most important thing. If you're listening to this, your first time, or you've been sitting on the sidelines, get involved, get involved, get involved. Don't sit on the sidelines. Sitting around eating popcorn and watching the WWE entertainment is a fucking failure. It's a failure. It will not work. Get off of your butt and start doing with these amazing people. And Iowa did, and got Dr. Shiva on the ballot. So stop sitting on the sidelines. Take action. Together, we will continue to build this movement from the ground up. Thank you again for everyone of being part of the conversation, and let's keep fighting for a better future. God bless everyone. Great to be here. And I love Iowa and I love you guys. So thank you. Have a good night.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system, and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India, to have us fighting each other while they remain safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities, and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white, have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption, and racism. They transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering, and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food, and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not-so-obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not-so-obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you. on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.